There'll be a little bit of extra time to go through that ID verification process. It's important to note that the receipt, the proof of purchase is good for 10 days. So if they have a return flight that's within that window, they won't need to pay the fee again. If it's outside that window, they would need to go through this process again. So really the least expensive and easiest way to continue traveling is to get that acceptable ID. Folks that don't have any of those acceptable IDs or the IDs that we list on TSA.gov will be able to participate in the TSA Confirm ID program, which is an optional $45 fee to pay to attempt to verify their ID through alternate means at the checkpoint so that they can continue on their journey. We really would like folks to take care of this ahead of arriving at the airport.